Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
Zoe has a crush on my son.
I have a crush on Julia's son. God, it's sad, but it's true. So on the last episode, okay, so SVU is back.
SVU, we're starting with just a good boy, I guess. I don't know why.
I know. Well, sometimes it's like a good boy, bad boy, because there was a rapist, obviously.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's a bit sexy, that part.
It is.
It's like like now I'm in the mood.
Yeah, definitely baby. Am horny every time I watch Law and Order.
Every time. Oh, yeah. When the homeless person discovers the body. Ooga.
Ooga. Welcome back, SVU.
Welcome back, SVU. So glad
congratulations on your 21st season.
And
longest
Olivia
running.
Benson/Mariska Hargitay, you deserve all of the covers of Self magazine that you've gotten, baby, because you are killing it out there.
She's a force to be reckoned with, and I love her.
I know.
She's
love
incredible.
Her, too.
How many times has she almost died on the show? How many times has she been taken hostage?
Probably once a season.
Once a season? Yeah,
oh, she's
right.
Been taken hostage,
she'll
baby.
Be taken hostage in like 5 episodes, I'm mm-hmm. sure.
I like when they do undercover things. I hope that the girl they used to go undercover in this episode comes back. Because she had a good attitude.
She had a good attitude.
Yeah.
And if you're not watching SVU, kill yourself.
Seriously. You'll be the next victim. It's true. But Peter Gallagher plays like a... What is that? So
a literal chainsaw.
My landlord is building a bathtub underneath the house right now. So if you hear random drills, it's just the dental work.
He's building a moat around the
house.
Yeah,
he's building right a moat. Now. We're going to be stranded, but it's going to be fine because we're going to collect so much water.
I just have to check to make sure that that it's true. One, the dropper. Oh, yeah. You got mail is retired, baby.
Oh, you've got mail is retired. Okay. All right. So
I'm going to play it one last time here. Where is all right. That? Where's mail?
You've got mail.
And then I think you hit it with a Jerry. There she goes.
Had my Jerry finger ready.
Yeah, you
not
have,
really.
Yeah, I mean.
But you gotta.
You gotta. For
anyway,
her.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about SVU talk, although we can circle back if we feel like it.
We'll fucking circle back.
We'll circle
constantly.
Back.
Constantly. SVU's back. We're happy. I'm happy for at least the next, 6 months?
6 months or so, give or take. And, you know, whatever's to come with Olivia Benson's career, I really think she's on the up and up. It seems like she's going to be made commander, if that's a thing.
You hate her son, though. I forget
Noah,
his name.
He can die.
Noah.
Noah.
You really
Noah
hate Noah.
Noah is honestly the worst part of the show. Anyone who watches knows that since Olivia got a son, her life has gone dramatically downhill and has nothing to do with her age. But this is why there's a gender gap, because of Olivia Benson adopting Noah from a drug user.
That's why, that's exactly what?
Yep. So moving on. Welcome to Bad Boy Pod. I'm Zoe.
God. I'm Julia. I have fun little spin
no,
today.
No, it's not a fun week.
It's not a fun week.
Have you had a good week?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I had a busy bee of a week.
I feel like I haven't had a good week.
Tell us about it.
Okay.
Who are
your
bad boys?
Yeah, so this is a bad boy.
BB on the bees.
I'll go first, I guess. Jerry is my bad boy on the block. Because it was 7:15 in the fucking morning on Friday. And every Friday morning for the past, like, however long, 4 weeks, around 7:15, we sit on the couch and we watch Bake Off. And I walk out at 7:15 in the morning, and guess who's on the couch watching Bake Off without me?
Jer Bear?
Jer fucking
alone?
Bear. Roaring 20s week at that.
It was a fun week.
It was fun.
I'm kind of sad to see Helena.
Oh, yeah. The vampire.
Woman.
So poor I got like actually mad at him.
Did you?
I did.
It's weird when it happens.
I didn't talk to him for a day. I was upset.
But you're
spicy?
The thing is, you're that part in the relationship where like that's what you get to get mad about now.
I know. Thank
that's like
God.
That's the worst shit that's happening. You're just like, I am so mad.
I was like, you are so selfish. I am so. Anyway, like, take that. I watched it again. I watched it by myself, and then he didn't finish it because he felt bad. But that day, I watched it without him, and then we rewatched it together this morning. So it's fine. We're good now.
For the love of God,
we saw the fucking custards. It was a double elimination. Everything's okay.
Like, why did they do a double elimination?
I don't know. Get rid of. I wish they got rid of Priya. She's a pain in my booty. I'm so done with her. And the anxious one, Michael. He triggers me.
Yeah, he's a little bit much.
I love the vet.
He makes my eye twitch a
Rosie.
Bit. The vet is great. I loved her little jelly. I mean, I don't know. She kind of had a sad time for the custards.
I know, but she...
But I loved her little she struggled with the, what's it called?
The gelées.
The gelées.
She struggled with the custards for sure, but like it seems like a lot of them did, and it is tough to get it perfect with the wobble in the middle.
Listen, get the wobble in the middle perfect or get the fuck out. That's what
Seriously,
I say.
Seriously, what are you doing with the And then also today I was peeing in the bathroom and Ooh. Julia and Jerry were hanging out Ugh. And they put on You Make Me Come and it was so loud in the bathroom it almost blew my goddamn ears out. I hate noise. Your
so
turn.
Jerry gets two bad boys this yeah, week double, and I get double a half, it up. I guess.
Well, yeah.
I mean, not so bad. It's a good song. I love that song.
It's fine. It's just like, I don't
we
understand.
We were harmonizing.
I don't understand why you have to listen to music so loud. Like if you can hear it, it's loud enough.
I mean,
that's my tagline for music.
Zoe doesn't like loud music, TM. You're right.
Don't.
Remember when we were in when we had TSPL?
Yes.
Yeah, you were always like,
I don't like loud noises because it's just bad.
I don't love loud noises either, but I like loud music.
Obsessed with loud noises.
Oh yeah, I get home and I just like bang on my xylophone.
You call it a xylophone?
I did not call it a xylophone. At all. Oh my god. I just remembered a good boy this week.
Okay.
Put it in my barrel.
Put in the barrel, drown your good boy in the barrel, and who's your bad boy?
My bad boy. Oh, it's still like Depop/PayPal.
Oh, what happened?
They still haven't refunded me my $15.
Oh my god.
Worst.
I know. Well, that sucks.
Life is hell.
That's your only bad boy?
That's my only bad boy this week.
Fuck, you've had such a good week.
I've just been zipping through it. I have a small one. Okay. I went to the spa yesterday.
Oh, right. Yes, we spa.
It was nice. I haven't been in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the big, what's it called? Like, it almost says baloney, but it's like Bulgoga room or something.
Uh-huh.
It's not the, I'm definitely saying the wrong thing right
Great.
Now. Email Diane. Berate her, not me.
Yeah, Diane taught
That was
Julia
a gulper,
Korean.
By the way.
Me, I just did a gulper. I know. I didn't mean
Zoe
to.
Just did a gulper, and she berates
sometimes,
me for mine.
I know.
Every time I gulp, she stares me right
well,
in my
Well, sometimes
eyes.
I do things that I hate about myself, and that's life.
And that's why we do them, and that's why we get mad at people who do them, right?
Right.
So anyway, that's our therapy for the day.
What was I
saying? What was my bad? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Great. There was this... We were just sitting there so silently. I think the etiquette of the spa is if you enter and there are people in the sauna already,
mm-hmm.
just like... I don't usually talk. I'm just like, whatever. I won't talk with my friend here. I'll just be really nice.
Yeah.
But if you're alone in there and you're yapping, I think the etiquette is that like anyone that enters the room is allowed to start yapping too.
Okay.
So I was being very silent and very nice
yeah.
and sweating profusely.
Right, of
in
course.
The hot, this room gets to like...
That's the point.
This is like the 250 degree room. It's
That's
like a hot oven pizza
I
room.
Never do that.
I love that room. It really gets your sickness out.
I don't believe in that.
I do.
Do you think other people are absorbing it?
Definitely. I think I'm giving it to other people through my sweat.
I mean, I guess if it's like, if there's like 10 people in the room and it's taking it all off of you and like dividing it amongst 10 people, like who cares?
Yeah. If I'm
Take one for the team.
It. If we all get a little bit sick, do
I'm
we all
honestly
get
still
very
sick?
Really?
Like a little bit.
I'm over my vape flu, man. I don't
you
know
kicked
if it was vape
it.
Flu. I got vape cancer for a sec.
I did as well. Although
anyway.
I read a thing that it's like, it's really only bootleg weed cartridges, but they do have
Which
like...
Which are the bootleg weed cartridges?
They do have hydrogen cyanide in them, like cyanide.
Yummy.
but the ones that are like...
But
like,
no fentanyl.
No.
Yet.
None of that good shit.
Anyway, and everything was silent, and then he just like pulled up his shirt to like right above his nipples, and he
what?
Had been standing the whole time. It was like some old man.
I mean, I definitely imagined it was an old man.
He was 70. That's the only people that do it. Old white guy, too, though.
Ew.
Him, like, whatever.
Wait, he pulled his shirt above his nipples.
Above his nipples and was just,
what,
like,
cool
standing.
Him down?
I don't know. But that
Were
at that
hot?
Point, I was like, no. I don't think
Are
anyone
you
has.
Sure.
Did that old man have hot nipples? Email Diane.
Spicy? Definitely. I'd fuck Elon Musk. I bet Elon Musk has nice nipples.
Well, I mean, he does.
They're
now.
Tight. They're space nipples. Because
he's had there's space nipples and he's had surgery on them.
Those nipples are going to space. Oh, yeah. He had nipple enlargement.
He had elective nipple enlargement surgery in space.
He got his areola enlarged and his nipple is now a triangle.
And they glow in the dark.
Email Diane.
That's hot.
Glow in the dark.
Triangle nipple, glow in the dark nipples.
Like a
nipples?
Pyramid?
Mm.
Okay, agreed.
Anyway, I just saw some old man. That's like the co-ed part. You don't have to see nipples there. That's a no nipple zone, in my
opinion.
Right.
Well, it's like if he can show you his nipples,
then
are
I
you
can show
a, you're, mm-hmm.
But then I just opened the floodgates and started yapping. So I was like,
oh. Because you were like, you show your nipples. This is a blatant disrespect of the rules of
exactly.
this room. So I'm going to talk.
No, I'm disrespectful.
Do you whisper?
No.
You do
regular
voice.
My voice is a whisper. You know that.
I know, but like, you are a little gremlin. Okay, well, good for you. My next bad boy. Mm-hmm. Well, it was going to be Charlotte because...
Charlotte?
Charlotte. So Charlotte came over. Charlotte and I made appointments for Tony's today.
Tony tea bags.
And she had a lot to say about it, by the way. Tony was not there. But our appointment was at 11 and the plan was for her to come pick me up. And guess what time she came and picked me up?
11:10.
11:07.
No.
We were fucking...
I'm the
only
one.
Oh, wait, no. That's what
late.
Time we got there.
Oh.
We got there at 11:07 and our appointments were at 11. Like, can you imagine anything more embarrassing than being 7 minutes late?
For at Shea Tony's?
At Shea Tony's. It was very quiet for a Saturday, though. Yeah. Charlotte thought the lighting was aggressive. She found the chairs uncomfortable. She also didn't like her pedicurist.
Who was the pedicurist?
A guy. He was sort of bigger, younger.
Oh, he's new.
Yeah, he seems a little fresh.
Tony number three.
He didn't get the callus in the right way, I guess, that she had a callus that he didn't remove.
Didn't get the callus? Did she pay extra for the callus treatment? Is
no,
this interesting?
Definitely.
Well, that's
not.
Why he didn't get it.
But I love my lady, even though she did make me bleed. But then you were supposed to get here at 1:30, and guess who texts me at 1:35, leaving now? Like
me.
You.
It was me. I was late too. Everyone's late in Zoe's world.
Because
it's Saturday morning.
Late. It's not. It's 1:30.
Yeah. No, but yes.
I mean, here's the thing. It's I get up at literally 0 o'clock.
Exactly.
I
Zoe
know.
Gets up at 0 o'clock. She goes to bed at 10:30.
Literally 10:30.
The rest of us go to bed at 3 a.m.
Good luck talking to me after 9 p.m. because I am in bed watching my gardening shows.
I am shocked if she texts me at 11. I am honestly shocked. I think
sometimes,
she's high.
Sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night at 11:30, I do respond to your text.
She does, and it's very jarring. I'm just like, what's happening? Has she been taken hostage? I usually find that as like, that's like how I'm going to know if like you've been taken hostage. I will know because you'll send me a text at 3 a.m.
And it's going to be like, I was taken hostage, and you're going to be like,
it's 11:01.
Okay. Well, I guess like we've had like a couple weeks where we've had close to 40 million bad boys. So it just feels like even that we didn't have as many. So it's like too short, but I think it's
love
fine
to spread them out. I don't know. I love to have multiple bad boys now. I can't believe there was a time where we had no bad boys.
I know. Well, I almost had no bad boys. And then I remembered the fucking Bake Off thing. I was pissed. Who do you think's going to win?
Yikes. I forget. I'm not good with names. You know that.
I know.
So they're the two glasses boys.
Right.
The glasses boy that's a little more anxious.
You think he's going to win?
I do think he's going to win. He's the one that's a little more filled out.
I think the gay guy Daniel's going to win.
Are we talking about the same person?
No, because this guy does not have glasses.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah, he's going to win.
Oh, yeah. No,
he made the flapper girls.
He made the flapper girl custards?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With the pink shirt?
Yeah.
He was a cute little cutie.
He goes jogging with his boyfriend. That was like how they introed him in the beginning.
Him.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, he's going to
He got the Paul
win.
Hollywood handshake. And it's
yes!
going to be great.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he got this.
He got last in the technical, though.
Paul Hollywood is being so weird on Instagram.
Oh.
Follow him, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, maybe
is
I'll
he a
repost
bad boy?
Some of this weird shit. Yes, actually, he is a bad boy.
What?
Yes, he's known for like sleeping with contestants.
Okay. We have to do him next.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's
I'm
do
down.
Him next. Oh my God, that's okay. So saucy.
It's very saucy.
So, should we move on to our bad boy this week?
Yeah.
I mean, we could say he's Mr. Marry Your Cousin, Your Girl.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, definitely Marry
That's
Your Cousin, Your Girl.
Yeah, such an easy one. Mr. Frisk Your Girl?
Mr. Stop and Frisk Your Girl.
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani.
Ugh. Mr. Rude Jules himself.
Yeah. Call me Rude Jules, can you get it up? Anyway, more of that on my debut album. Rude Jules.
Smoking these meats.
So he's smoking these meats. He's implicated in this Ukraine call.
We don't understand it fully. Who does?
Like, what is this? Go listen to Pod Save America if you guys are that fucking horny for the news. Or yeah. Like, just go to literally any other podcast about ours. But basically, or like
Red Scare, they're definitely better than us.
Yeah, they're better than us.
And definitely hotter.
And I feel like even if I understand it, I definitely don't understand it enough to put words to it. But like, I guess Rudy Giuliani played a big part in all of these calls with the Ukraine.
Yeah, and he's been there several times, and he's made several trips to several like former Soviet republics since the 90s.
I like don't
since
understand
he tried
how
to run for president and failed.
I know, he's such a failure. I don't understand how anyone who looks like that gets through airport security.
I know, he literally looks like a corpse. It's absolutely disgusting.
He looks like a corpse.
His lower like set of teeth, what is it called? I don't know. Is like this, like the color of urine. It's crazy.
Oh my god, he pees out of his mouth.
He pees out of his mouth. He eats cigars for breakfast.
He loves to eat cigars and poop them out whole.
He shits cigars like crazy. I love it.
Okay, so he was married 3 times.
Yummy.
His first wife did end up being his second cousin.
Second. Mm-hmm. But then they got divorced because they found out, which is like honorable, thank god.
I know. So they got divorced.
They were annulled.
And they got divorced, and then they had to get annulled like from the Catholic Church because they're literally cousins.
Wait, did the kids come from that relationship?
No, there were no kids from that relationship.
Can you fucking imagine how fucking embarrassing?
If your parents were also cousins with each other,
how hot does that mean? And embarrassing.
Like, it would be so hot.
How sexy and embarrassing.
I mean,
would that
it's
be?
Like then. Never mind. But yeah, that'd be really hot.
And totally.
Totally. Ah, la, la. He had kids with his second wife, Donna Hanover, who they got married in 1984.
Yummy.
And it seems like there was a little bit of overlap between her and the cousin. Oh, wait. Can you pull up that list of all of the celebrities who dated their cousins?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I need to know more.
Yeah, there weren't that many because it's like really loose cousins, let's say. Like,
I love a loose cousin.
It's more of a loose celeb.
Who's
but
your
also,
loosest cousin?
Honestly, I don't have to even tell you. You know.
Wait, do I know?
I think you know.
I think you know my loosest cousin.
Oh, yes. So the top celebrity is obviously Rudy Rutules and his ex-wife, Regina Perugi. Like, that should have been like
that. Like, probably means off. Cousin in Italian.
My Perugi.
Yeah. My Perugi.
Next is Jerry Lee Lewis.
Who?
Who? Didn't he do the stupid? He was the piano man.
Oh, you know? Sing. Oh, yeah.
That dee-nee-nee-nee-nee-nee. You know, whatever. I'm having a lot of fun. Great Balls of Fire. That guy.
Great Balls of Cousins.
Titular. Ugh.
Donkey.
I haven't donkeyed once, and we've said some problematic shit so far.
No.
Haven't we?
Never.
Know. Never. Yeah, we're not edgy at all. Mm-mm. And, right, so he was 22 and she was 13, so that's just, like, added. It's hot, but gross.
Who
it's
was
hot
that?
Because they were cousins, but it's gross because she was underage.
Jerry Lee?
Jerry Lee Lewis. And
was 22 and dated his 13-year-old cousin?
Yeah, it's like definitely a Paul
I mean, we've
from
all
90
thought
Day
it.
No! It's a Paul from 90 Day Fiancé, though, for sure. Mm-hmm. He's a real creeper. Next one is Queen Elizabeth II.
Dated
Prince Philip is her third cousin. I mean, like, it's a weird loose celebrity term. Like, is that a celebrity? I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I thought you said Kevin Bacon.
And yeah, that's the last one. Who? And Kira Sedgwick. They're cousins.
Oh, okay. Like 23andMe cousins?
Still hot.
Still hot, of course.
Yeah. They had to put this on, though.
Still would. Okay. Out of all of those, I would most want to throuple the last one.
I'd say. Yeah. Definitely not Prince Philip. He's
I would
so
love
ugly.
To throuple with Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick, even though they are cousins, especially because they're cousins.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I would
me up
say
for that.
Closer, you know?
Yeah.
I'd say second cousin or bust with Kira and Kevin. Email Diane if that's gross.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. She has her opinions, and I think you know it's a positive.
Donkey.
That they're cool. So with his second wife, Donna, they had 2 kids. They got married in 84, but by 96, she was already going by her maiden name. So things weren't going great.
Nice. Never change your name.
And during that time, there were rumors that Rudy was with his press secretary. And on Father's Day of that year, he was told the press that he was going to go play like soccer or football with his son. And instead, he went and shtupped his press secretary in the basement of City Hall.
That's so hot. Wow.
I would love to be shtupped in the basement of City Hall. What could be more romantic?
Basements, I love them. Cold, clammy.
Cold, clammy, and ready to get boned in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is that such an offense? Just to his son, really.
Yeah.
And like his family. What a betrayal.
What a betrayal.
But societally, only a half chub offense.
Half chub offense. Then he had...
Chainsaw.
I'm full of jam.
I poop in the morning.
It's like such a Texas Chainsaw Massacre next door. It's so fucking annoying. It's like, ugh. Okay, so then... Later that year, he had an affair with this lady named Judith Nathan, and he did use government money to hide their affair and get her a security detail while he was mayor. So that's like pretty bad.
So I guess New York paid for that?
New York paid for that.
Well, sorry.
And he would use, he like got the money through like obscure departments to like try to keep it hidden.
Mm, what year was this?
That was in 1999.
Oh, wow. What a year.
So true. So good for him. And then, but this whole time he's still married to the wife that he had two kids with.
I mean, geez.
I know. So then in 2000, he calls
the integrity.
I know. And then he calls a press conference in the year 2000 announcing that they're getting a divorce. But
isn't this where like his, I don't know, his ex-wife found out that they were getting a divorce? Like she didn't even know.
Yes.
Oh my God.
She found out they were getting a divorce through this press conference.
And the mistress was there at the press conference too.
Yes.
Like beside him. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was dumb enough to like introduce her.
No, but they were out and about together and like he was asked about it. And
he's such a dumbass.
I know. And he was basically like, we're just really good friends. And it's like, okay.
Whatever. No one's friends with you really.
Yeah. Like
all those pictures of him with like a cigar hanging out of his mouth in the back of a limo.
It's so disgusting.
So hot.
Okay. So that happened in 2000, but their divorce wasn't finalized in 2002. And she got full custody of the kids and $6.8 million.
It's so great.
I know. But then Rudy married Judith Nathan.
Right.
In 2003.
Getting a D right now, I think. I don't think it's over.
It says, I guess they announced they were getting divorced in 2014.
That was 2014?
Like, yeah.
But when did it come out? I feel like they were talking about, I don't remember how, it must have been like deposition because, is that the right word?
I think so. Dream jury?
Dream jury.
Would you, dream jury Giuliani's second divorce?
Can you be a jury on divorce? Fucking Giuliani?
I would love to be a jury, be a juror on divorce court.
that's not a fucking thing.
No, but it should be.
I would
love to be like part of the team is like you get this, he gets this, but like really give everything to the woman because she had to put up with so much.
I mean like that he was like playing poor though and saying that he didn't make enough and blah blah blah, but also saying like this is how much I spent on cigars. Remember that? It was like he spends like
he spend on cigars?
I'm googling.
Okay,
I'm gonna google it. Rudy reportedly spent $12,000 on cigars in 5 months.
Wow. That's a lot of cigars.
Yeah.
And he has fucking prostate cancer.
He does?
Well, I don't know if he still has it. His dad died of prostate cancer, but like,
his dad was like a little swimmer.
He's not going to get a jury finger for that?
No jury finger, I guess.
Okay, but I think we should add Rudy to Death Watch.
He might die.
And like, you know, he did beat cancer. So basically... when he was getting a divorce from the mother of his child, he like got very sick. And I guess Judith Nathan was by his side the whole time. And he was like, I'm so lucky.
Judy.
I'm so lucky. I called you my friend for multiple years while we were totally fucking. thank you so much for staying with me this whole time. I am the worst. Marry me. And she was like, okay.
I don't mind your stinky cigar. Like he has like a film of cigar smell.
Yeah, he must.
It smells like cigar and Marth balls.
Marth balls. okay, Marth balls on him. Okay, so I like hadn't really known much about what he was like as a mayor, except that he was super racist.
Boy, I mean, like you were alive there in New York.
I was alive. I was there, but like, what did I fucking give a shit?
What's that joke from Oh Hello? He was the only person mayor that day on 9/11.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He definitely was.
Great joke. It's the only thing I think about.
He was definitely there. One thing I read about on the Rudy Giuliani Mayor of New York Wikipedia page was he was very much pro banning ferrets as pets.
Why though?
He said that having a ferret as a pet is akin to legalizing tigers as pets. And he called the leader of this, like, you know, organization for ferret lives or whatever. He called him deranged and was like, I don't even know why you care so much about these little weasels. You must be stupid. You have to be checked out by a psychologist. And this guy is just kind of like,
why aren't him and Trump married?
They should be fucking.
They're exactly the same person.
Okay, what? Fuck Kill Thruple, Giuliani, Trump.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I mean, obviously not a thruple.
Yeah, I would. I guess I'd fuck Julie and kill Trump. I know. What am I supposed to do?
I know.
Because, like, honestly, Julie might die.
You don't have to
die.
Kiss him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean don't have to kiss him.
You mean because that pussy is killer?
Donkey?
Yes.
Sorry.
I just want to fuck Rudy Giuliani.
I mean, don't we all? Aren't you so glad I asked that? Okay, yeah. So that was a weird thing with the ferrets. And when I was a kid, I really wanted a pet ferret.
I mean, they're cute. I don't think they're weird. I quite like them. And like, it just, wow.
I didn't realize you had such strong opinions.
I have such strong opinions about rodents. I think
they're
people too.
You're such a ferret girl.
I'm a ferret
woman. Would you rather be a ferret girl or a horse girl? Email Diane. She's both.
We're throwing up a poll.
She's all three, baby.
She's a horse girl rising. Ferret girl moon.
She is definitely a ferret girl moon. Holy shit.
What were we talking about?
Diane?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well, Diane. But like the small crime shit, they were saying those people, anyone, literally the media was saying that Rude Jules was like, I love calling him Rude Jules.
I know. It's good. Did you think of that before you got here?
I've tweeted about it. That's okay. My nickname for him.
Sorry.
I'm
sorry.
I'm his fourth wife.
Oh, my God. I thought you looked familiar.
Ew. What was I saying? Oh yeah, he just like loves to bust people for small shitty crimes. He's obviously racist. That's just another example of a small shitty crime he wants to bust. He's trying to work over ferret owners, the marginalized ferret owners of New York.
Seriously,
so sad. Like, you can't even own a ferret here.
Why doesn't anyone think of them?
You're fucking right.
Anyway, so this is our new cause. I stand with ferret. So also when he was a mayor, there were 26 civil liberties cases brought against him.
Right. And he
lost 22 of them. That's like almost all of them.
Yeah. I think I read something that said that he has zero clients right now except the president.
Nice.
But he's a defendant in like something like 40 something cases. So yeah. He's being sued.
He's being sued by a lot of people. He's being sued by the families of 9/11 victims.
Right.
Mainly firefighters and cops and stuff.
Because of that like two-way radio.
Right. Like because there were walkie-talkies that were fucked up that like he was supposed to fix. And they had been fucked up for years. It kind of reminds me of like the levees in New Orleans. Like, firemen and women were like dying in these buildings because the walkie-talkies were fucked up, and then when 9/11 happened and it was like the biggest structural whatever the fuck ever, they were like completely unprepared because of it, even though they had been like, these need to be fixed. Right. So they're saying like that could have cost the lives of like a lot of people who were down there that day, so fuck you for that. So the civil liberties cases were mostly like First Amendment things, like not letting people march against police brutality, like not giving them whatever. He also used a cabaret law to ban dancing in bars.
Right.
Which I love. Like,
do you hate dancing?
I hate dancing. And
you
but
you love watching people dance.
Well, the thing
what
is,
about
like,
JoJo?
If I'm not... Jerjo?
JoJo, is that her name?
Oh, Jade.
Jade.
I do like watching people dance in dance studios on my phone, but like if
that's
I'm in a bar
specific.
I want everyone to have a cage and just sit in it. So email Diane if you want to make that happen with me. If you want to go halvesies on a caged bar. If you want.
I'm down.
Oh my God. He also, this was also one of the cases brought against him. He didn't let like a group of church people do like an AIDS education thing in a park. They wanted to do like a public education, health education thing on AIDS. And they were like, no, not in public.
That sounds like a literal conspiracy.
I know. Well, maybe it is.
That's so weird.
Also, apparently he was in Tower 7 when 9/11 happened. So think about fucking that. What are the chances that the mayor of New York City is in Tower 7?
Yeah, why is he in Tower 7? What was he in? Hashtag, what was he doing in Tower 7? Hashtag Tower 7, Julie.
Hashtag Tower 7, Julie. So thank you for that. And basically, also on 9/11, he, after like they recovered, you know, he was like given so much props for that shit. He was literally Time Magazine's Person of the Year in 2001.
Oprah praised him.
Oprah
praised him for his mayoral duties on 9/11.
He fucking didn't do shit.
What else was he supposed to do? Because he went to all these funerals.
Oh my God, whoop-de-doo. Like, they have the best brunches. Like, I see where you're coming from.
Love a funeral.
I love a funeral brunch.
You don't have to cook for weeks.
I want my wedding.
Love a wake.
I want my wedding catering to be wake food.
Yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Deviled eggs, you know? That's all I want.
That's all I want.
I'm going to have an all-egg spread at my wedding.
Exclusively my eggs. But after like all this gold and money was taken out, was like recovered from the vault in the World Trade Center, like he sort of halted a lot of other recovery efforts. And it's possible like people's remains were never discovered because he slowed down so much after everything of worth was taken out of the building.
What a shit.
I know.
That's like Nazi stuff.
And he opened up Wall Street like on September 17th and was like, the air quality is fine, the air quality is fine. And like, definitely was not fine. And so that's what a lot of people are suing him about now. It's like, he sort of lied about the air quality being really bad and letting people be down there. And it caused like, you know, definitely caused health issues, especially with people who work down there.
Right. Ugh. I mean, he definitely ignored it.
He did. And like, you know, they would be wearing masks and shit, but I guess he like, the way he like, I don't know, something about which department of the city was taking care of of Ground Zero, like he assigned a department that like wasn't meant to do it. And so they sort of had all these safety standards that weren't used, like wearing masks down there.
That's really fucked up.
I know.
There were a lot of volunteers. I mean, just like people throwing themselves at it.
Right.
So like, I mean, obviously, how do you regulate that? But no one should have been out there. Not no one, but like they really should have been like in a hazmat shit.
They should have been in hazmat shit.
It's not like, you know, people have never smoked a day in their life,
right,
and have been dying from lung cancer just because they've been exposed. Not just in 9/11, but like, I mean, I know, doesn't people know one. This shit, right? Asbestos is in the fucking air,
yeah,
everywhere.
It's all up in here.
It's just whatever. It's an old building.
It's the asbestos.
It's the asbestos. Can you believe it? Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was stressful.
It was stressful.
Yeah, so America's mayor, no.
No.
Not my mayor.
America's sewer rat. Really. He's the slimiest man alive. He's
extremely
really,
slimy.
He's, I don't know.
You'll tough to think of someone more lizardy. He really reminds me of Randall from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, I think the name Randall is the same character I'm thinking of too, but like Randall from Recess?
Oh.
Remember him? I think it's going to be great when they get him to squeal on the president.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually.
He's going to squeal like Ally McSqueal, baby.
Was it Cohen that was like, oh yeah, I'm so loyal to the president.
Yep.
And
immediately
was just like, nope, I haven't met that man.
I know. And like, because he's so implicated in this, he's implicated so hard. Like, he's the most implicated bitch I've ever seen.
That's why I really think Rudy might die.
You think he's going to die mysteriously?
I think
like Jeffrey Epstein?
Oh, 100%. But also it's just because he's so sick.
Yeah.
Donkey.
So let's hope for that. It would be funny. So I hope he dies of like lung problems related to 9/11. I mean, how great would that be?
It would be.
Ugh,
that would come full circle. I don't know how he hasn't yet.
I don't know either. He must kind have of crazy. Like, I don't know. He probably like has baby lungs. He's probably like harvested baby's lungs or something.
He's probably had a bunch of like new lungs put in.
He definitely has metal testicles.
He has metal balls.
Metal balls, baby. So that sounds hot to me, and that's America's mayor's balls, so that's all I care about.
That sounds hot to me. Let's shut the door, baby.
Yeah.
Shut
the door, baby. Don't say a word. Entirely possible they've met at like a 9/11 benefit concert.
Yeah, I'd say. And you know what? Mark would be like, thank you for your, like, what you did.
I know.
He was probably just so oblivious, you know?
If Sugar Ray said no to doing a 9/11 tribute concert, honestly, fuck him. You know who would never say no? Kid Rock.
You're kind of right.
I know. Speaking of Kid Rock, our weed plants, Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson, are doing great. Obviously, Pamela Anderson is a little bit more mature, has a little bit more to offer at this point, but we fully anticipate Kid Rock will catch up.
Great tits.
Oh, man. You should see the rack on her. And you can, because we're going to put her in Wilmer Sliderama.
We'll put her in Wilmer.
And Kid will be there, too. Oh, my God. And Julia got me a Kid Rock fucking t-shirt for my bidet.
She's dope.
That was the Depop.
Disass.
That was the Depop disass. So it was really worth it because I didn't have to deal with any of it.
Yeah. And I'm still not over it. So, you make
me come. And we don't have a drop for this yet, but I feel like for the next 10 weeks, we're going to be mask deep in balls, because we're talking about the Masked Singer.
We're fucking deep into it.
We're deep into it. We have a spreadsheet. I do think we should post the spreadsheet to keep ourselves accountable.
Yeah. You know what? Like, you're right.
First of all, the fans deserve to know. So the Masked Singer, if you haven't seen it, what are you even doing on this fucking earth? It's the best show in the world. It's like you try to guess what celebrity is behind the mask, and the masks are ridiculous. There's an egg. There's a fucking Rottweiler. There's a fucking tree. It's Rachel Ray. For sure.
Definitely.
You said Rachel Ray as well.
I really think it's Rachel Ray. But I don't think it could be anyone else.
Who do you think
Rottweiler? Peacock. Oh, fuck. Let me pull it up. We also have Nick Cannon turban color.
He didn't wear a turban. I was fucking devastated. Bring back Nick's turban. I thought you cared about religion.
I know. That's true. But I said Mo for next. Who did you ask?
Rottweiler.
Oh, Kendrick. But I think he's too short. But you know what? I don't think Kendrick's like particularly tall. I think he's like average.
You think Kendrick can sing like that?
I don't know.
I put Jamie Foxx.
You did.
But they kept guessing Bruno Mars. And
not,
like,
I don't think it's Bruno.
I don't know. It really could be.
Where's Bruno?
But Jamie Foxx was in a football movie. And they had all of the football clues in the package.
Yeah. I barely pay attention to all this fucking...
What are you doing? That's the whole fucking point of the show. It's so hard.
But like some of them I try to, and then some of them were... But when I look at football, I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Oh my God.
I don't know. You're freaking out.
Okay, well... It's just upsetting.
Some ones are harder than others.
I agree. I was surprised that you also thought the butterfly was Lindsay Lohan. I thought I was being like super tricky with that.
No, I really think it is.
I think it is.
The British thing.
The London thing. I know. Like, she totally thinks she's
British.
That might
be a curveball.
I know. Well, they do that. But I think that the curveball is they're trying to make us think she's from London.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's not.
No, but it made... No, I don't think they're making it seem that. I think it seems more like she was escaping to London.
Well, she
But I
did.
Can't think of anyone else that did.
Right.
Mm.
Well, you thought... I thought Jamie Lynn Spears and you thought Ashley Simpson for one.
Right.
And that could really go either way.
It really could. They're both Southern gents.
We'll see if they dance a jig. If they dance a jig, it's Ashley.
But if it's Jamie, it makes sense because of all the drama with
There's so much Brittany. Drama with Brittany. And also, she just got a divorce.
Did she?
Or like, yeah.
Yikesy. Yeah, so she's rehabbing her image.
Yeah, but then why was, when Nick asked if it was Lindsay Lohan, why did she freak out like, fuck that bitch?
Right.
Like, that's so
Who's
odd.
Her enemy?
Why is that her enemy?
Duff?
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff's
Hillary
sister?
Hillary fucking Duff's sister.
Haley.
Haley Duff?
Is it Haley Duff?
If it's Haley Duff, I will shit my fucking shitters. That's what I call my pants. Okay, so... That's Masked Singer update.
That's one
for
to watch.
Now.
Oh God, you gotta watch it. Holy
you
shit!
You gotta fucking watch it. If you're not watching it, get out of my life because you don't deserve love or my friendship. Okay, do you have a good boy?
You don't deserve love or my friendship.
You do.
That's kind of a repeat, though.
It's fine.
My nabies.
Oh my god, well, you're so fucking obsessed with them.
I'm not.
What did they do? Bring you a fucking egg? Bring you a croissant?
Yeah.
It was good.
Two croissants and a quiche.
Oh.
And they held my package for me, which was this microphone.
Wow, you would let just anyone hold your package, huh?
You're fucking right, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were package thieves.
Oh, okay. I guess so.
Listen, the mic was important. It was an important buy because, if you know, the last week's episode, not only was I sick, but my fucking mic sounded like shit.
Yeah, well, there was this whole situation, so don't even fret about it. We are definitely going to try to hit
That's one warranty person who is not on The Masked Singer, by the way, is the situation. Because he just got out of jail.
Yeah. So well, that would be a fucking curveball.
Yeah, maybe next season, though.
Could happen. He definitely needs a rehab.
Who is that? Who is that? Yeah, we need a drop from that.
Well, yeah, we'll get one.
Watch it now. Yeah, fucking so, catch up, by the way.
Catch up, by the way. And oh, and
if
my
you, if
boy.
You can prove to us that you're watching The Masked Singer,
Diane
season
Penn.
Two, Diane Penn.
Diane Penn That's off it. The bat. My good boy is this guy who works at my office. His name is Garrett.
Okay.
Me and my coworker always eat outside in this area. That's sort of like next to my office, but there's like a bunch of different buildings that are part of this like office building community owned by this one company.
Amazing.
We all share like a parking garage, but like whatever.
Parking garage.
So I eat in this one area that's like kind of further away from my building. And I ate, I went back to my office, and I was getting ready to leave at the end of the day, and I couldn't find my purse. And I was like, fuck, I know I left it like at this place and it's like not really in the building. It's like kind of outside in this like public area. And I was like, fuck, I'm totally fucked. And I went up to the front desk and I was like, hey, did anyone turn in a black coach leather purse, baby? And they said, no, check with the security in the back. And I went and I was walking towards security and this guy, this beautiful, scruffy guitar playing, I'm guessing, guy came up and he was like, you looking for a purse? Is your name Zoe Clark? And I thought, who are you? And he said, I'm Garrett. And I was like, this is the best day of my life. And he was like, we have to go over here. And we went to this like separate security building. It was like next to the parking structure and the door was locked. And he was like, let me go get the guy for you. And he went and got the guy and came back. Like he was so nice about it. And then I got my purse.
Oh my God.
And it was great. And listen, it only took like an extra 10 minutes.
Listen, roller coaster.
I know.
I
but
hate
thank
losing
you, Garrett.
Anything.
Like, Garrett, you really went out on a limb in your flannel for me. I appreciate it.
And you know what? Men always look great in a flannel.
They do.
They do.
Do women? Email Diane.
Yeah, I mean, I wear one constantly. Do I look good? Email Diane.
Email
Am
Diane.
Am I hot? Please tell me.
I think you're hot.
Yikes. Thank you.
You're welcome. So that's my good boy.
Yeah, I guess I have another good boy relation from the Masked Singer spell-off.
Okay.
Apparently I was in the same room as someone who works on the Masked Singer's masks.
I can't believe that. They are incredible this season. We'll have to post some in the Slider-rama.
If I get an intro to the man, I'm
going
to tell
be the
him
guest.
I'm a huge fucking fan
he
of
He needs
work.
To be our first ever guest.
And I never want to meet my fucking idols.
No.
But I want to meet this person.
I do too.
Just
I mean,
to be like, thank you. For your service.
It's weird that he would show his face in public and not just wear an extravagant mask.
Do. Who is that?
I know. Like, I would want people to be saying that about me. Like, who is that person in that extravagant mask just, like, sitting in this movie theater?
Exactly. I mean, can you imagine? I don't know. What was his mask be? It would be, like, Bob Ross.
Oh, that'd be an amazing
be a
mask.
Bob Ross face.
Oh my God. I mean, I hope that they come back for a million more seasons because there's no way these costumes aren't going to get weirder and weirder. Like, there definitely was not an egg last year. There's something called a thingamajig.
The egg was Johnny Weir.
The egg was Johnny Weir.
I pretended I didn't know who it was.
Good job. You're such a good actress. Were you like, oh, it's definitely Adam Rippon?
I agree. It's Johnny. I didn't want it.
I was like, oh, Christian Siriano is a good guess, even though you're wrong. I liked
yeah,
it.
It's definitely not. Wait, what were the... Oh, fuck. I wish I remembered some of their stupid guesses. Like, honestly, anything Ken does is always wrong. He's such a dumbass. I can't
I
believe any time
I
agree
about
with
Martin
him.
Short.
I know you think he's right about Martin
Short. He's definitely
Short.
Right about Martin Short.
I think it's Dana Carvey.
That skeleton is
sure.
fucking Martin Short. I've
oh.
never seen a more Martin Short skeleton in my goddamn life.
Nathan Lane?
No, he's not fat enough.
Whatever.
It's Martin Short, so it's fine.
But why would Martin Short even do it? He doesn't need to.
None of these people need to. They like it.
No, that's not true.
I guess you're right.
Like LaToya Jackson.
LaToya Jackson does need this. She did last season, and she made it farther than she should have, if you ask me.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know if I need it. I know next week is going to be another two-hour episode, but like, I don't know if I need any more after that. Like, 2 hours is a fucking lot.
It's so long.
It's so long.
And without the turban?
Without the turban, it's hard to get through.
Like, bring back the turban. Is it racist? I don't know.
I think it is, but also, like, I like it.
He just looks so good in it.
I'm not doing anything wrong by enjoying Nick in a turban.
Yeah. I don't know. Just a nice little hat.
I know. At least give him a yarmulke.
Take this out if it's bad.
Oh, we fucking didn't even talk about the Memojis.
Oh, Memojis.
Memojis. So,
good boy.
Good boy, bad boy.
Oh, God, yeah. It is kind of a good boy, bad boy.
It's a good boy, bad boy, because, like, they definitely are anti-Semitic. Like, I tried to make a fucking Memoji that looked like me, and we'll post both of ours in the slider, and you'll see.
Like, what is my button nose?
I don't know, but
like, when you try to make it the biggest, it's just, like, a bulbous, like...
Right.
Like, basically, that's not what I look like.
Basically, Emoji is anti-Semitic. Jerry's friend first pointed it out, but I'm going to steal it here. because they really... don't have Jewish features. Like, the hair, none of it's Jewish.
Oh, you're right. There's no, like, curls or anything.
There's, like, my texture hair does not exist in Memoji form. And, like...
We'll also post both of our 23andMe results.
Yeah, and you guys can you guys can pick which one you like more.
Actually, Zoe's is a lot cooler.
I mean, I think mine's a lot lamer.
Yeah, it is. But also okay. So much funnier.
It's, like, a little bit funnier. It makes a lot of sense, so...
Yeah.
We'll post both of ours, and then you can guess who's who's. <Yeah. laughs>
I have a real guesserino.
We could do the same with the Memojis. okay, so on that note, I think we're good.
Yeah, I don't think I have any more good boys, I guess.
Yeah. So email your bad boys on the block to diane@ladypartsmag.com. Oh, we have one new review from Wonder Rob.
Oh, yes.
I'm not going to read it out loud because I'm lazy, but good boy, you basically said I like it, but I don't need a pin, to which I say, why not?
You don't want
to
read it? I think it's nice.
Okay, fine. You can pull it up.
Sorry, bad boy. The new update, it's so weird, but I do love dark mode.
Oh, you're fully in dark mode?
I like it.
Okay, so good boy dark mode.
Yeah. Okay, thank you to Wonder Rob. I don't need a pin, but I do need quality podcasts to keep me entertained, and this is one of them. 5 stars, Kemosabe.
Okay, so except for that last part, thank you so much. that's so nice of you. And, you know, we'll still send you a pin. Yeah, so if you guys want a fucking Diane pin and a personalized note from Diane, she's waiting. Ferret Rising, you know they wait. She wants you to rate and review the podcast on iTunes. She'll send it, blah, 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 and also subscribe. And also buy our merch.
Also buy our merch.
shop.badboypod.com. Amazing. Also, suck on my nuts. Also, that's it.
I have an impression. I mean, oh. I don't know. Maybe you'll get it. Maybe you won't.
I cannot wait.
No, I wait. I think you've done this one. Shit, you have.
Fuck you.
No, you have. Oh, I think it's racist too. I love you, so beautiful.
Yeah, I have done it, and it's Zied, and it's not racist because he's a monster.
But wait, why have we both done this impression? He's just so impactful as a human.
Because it's a really easy impression to do because he knows about 6 words in English.
It's true, and like she's so over the moon for it's so crazy.
This
you have
is 90
to watch
Day
90 Day Fiancé. Oh my god, is it the other way?
It's before the 90 Days.
Oh, it's before the 90 Days. It's amazing. She was married before to like this like 23-year-old guy. Now she's married to a 26-year-old guy.
Yeah,
she sent him Facetune photos.
Yeah, and it's so good.
And then
man.
He picked her up at the airport wearing a shirt with her Facetune photo
on it.
So
embarrassing. It could not have looked less like her.
And also, he looked nothing like his photos. So like both of them,
match made in heaven.
It's amazing.
I hope they fail dramatically, and I get to watch it unfold on television.
I hope they're cousins and they have kids.
Ooh, sexy! They're not cousins. They'd definitely be like second cousins twice removed because she's that much older than him. So boot up on that, and I'm gonna say, brought to you by Lady Parts.
Yeah, bye. Brought to you by Lady Parts.